Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory and all honor and praise is due to Abba, Father, Yahuwah, our God, our Father, our salvation. And we are just thankful to Abba, Father, even right now for the opportunity to come again to give him praise and worship and thanks for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he'll do in and through us, who he is in us and who we are in him, and the testimony of his son, Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ. For without Jesus Christ, we would not even have the opportunity to give him praise. For God's grace and mercy does endure forever and ever to his people, to those who love him, to those who are called, to those who seek his face, that worship him, praise him, and that keep his commandments, and those that believe on his son, Jesus Christ. And we're just thankful for the opportunity to be a part of the body of Christ, of the believers, of the saints, of the seekers, of the true worshipers, for we can't worship him unless we worship him in spirit and in truth. And we thank Abba Father, yeah, even right now, for revealing his truth unto us, to revealing it precept by precept, revealing his beauty and his love for his people, and revealing his beauty and love for those who are connected to his people by the Holy Spirit. And we just thank him and praise him, because only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in whom Abba Father, the Holy One of Israel, the Lord of hosts, said, "Listen to my Son, in whom I am well pleased." And that is Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Messiah, who came for us to have life more abundantly in Yahuwah, which is our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, by and for and in and through the grace, mercy, and power of Yah, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we are given access to the throne of grace and mercy through believing in Yahushua, which is affectionately known as Christ Jesus. God's grace and mercy endure forever to those who love him and are called. And we know in the words of Jesus and the law and the prophets that is fulfilled in two commandments: love the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, above all, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And that consists of all the commandments. Hallelujah. For we cannot love the Lord our God, the creator of heaven and earth, without being obedient to his commandments. And we cannot love thy neighbor as thyself without being obedient to his commandments. And Abba Father says, so you don't have to count all the commandments. If you keep these two commandments, you fulfill the law of all the commandments. Love the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. And in order to love him, you're to be obedient and keep his commandments. And to love thy neighbor as thyself, you're to love him and keep his commandments. And it fulfills it in that. So Abba Father Yah says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Yehoshua said, if you love me, feed my sheep. So you do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and you feed the sheep of Yah. Hallelujah, with the word of God, with the truth of Yah, and the way of Yah, and the light and life of Yah. And it is written. So you don't move to the left or the right with the word. You stay with the word of God. You teach the word of God. And you feed the sheep. You feed them with the spiritual word, the milk and the meat of the word. And in times of need, you feed the sheep, be it for food, clothing, or shelter. So even as you bring your tithes or your offerings or your gifts into the house of God, it is for the edification of the body of Christ from the head all the way down. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is for the poor. It is for those who are suffering. It is for the widows. It is for those who are in need. So that's how you feed the sheep. And there is no way that you can do it any other way. But the way is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way under heaven or earth by which any man can be saved except through the Son, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you listen not to even Moses, how can you even believe me? Hallelujah. So then you must listen to what Moses said, and that is keeping the commandments. And through keeping up the commandments, you're being obedient to the word of God. And through being obedient to the word of God, listening also to his Son in whom you're well pleased, you're fulfilling the law. And it's his grace and mercy that allows us day by day to live according to his word and his will. His grace and mercy allows it so that we don't, if we falter, that we can get back up and give thanks and praise and repent and seek his face daily, renew our minds daily. That's by the grace and mercy of Yah. And we just thank you, Yahuwah. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. And we exalt you on this day for revealing your word, which remains. Hallelujah. Your word which stands and it is written. Hallelujah. So we seek him in his word and we pray to him and we worship Yahuwah. We worship Abba Father. We seek Abba Father in his word, for his word is life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we pray to Yahuwah in Yahushua's name, for we have no access to the Father without going through his Son in the power and authority through Yahusha, affectionately known as Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just thank Abba Father. So if you turn with me, we are going to read the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going to read the Psalm first. So if you turn to Psalm 23, hallelujah, we're going to read. Hallelujah, glory be to your name. Hallelujah, glory be to your name. We just thank you for the opportunity to read your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we were reading Psalm 23. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. And let's turn to Psalm 37. When we get it, we'll read. And it says, fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the grass green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked potteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord, hallelujah, shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as he blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cut down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. Thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name, Abba Father. Glory be to your name. And we were reading Psalm 36. Hallelujah. Psalm 37. Hallelujah. Glory. And if you can turn with me right now, we're going to read Deuteronomy 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Hallelujah. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you, for to do them that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor, for all the men that followed Baal-peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who have God, who have Yah, so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgments, hallelujah, so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy son's son, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spoke unto you in Horeb
out of the midst of the fire, lest ye forget yourselves, and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sake, and swear that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go in unto that good land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan. But ye shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you, and which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remain long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number. Hallelujah. 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 And ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve God, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation, and in all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. But ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there have been any such thing as this great thing is, or who have been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and lived? Or have God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God, and there is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he showed thee his great power. And thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought thee out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In his sight, with his mighty power, out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before thee. Hallelujah. Greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land, inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Then Moses severed three cities on this side, Jordan, towards the sun rising, that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer, in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt, on this side Jordan, in the valley over Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt. And they possessed his land and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side, Jordan, towards the sun rising, from Aor, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side, Jordan, eastward, even unto the sea of the plain under the springs of Pisgah. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to show you the word of the Lord. For ye were afraid by reason of the fire and went not up into the mount, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods beside before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them or serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount, out of the midst of the fire of the cloud, and out and of the thick darkness, with a great voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them in 2 tables of stone, and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and ye said, Behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. Hallelujah. 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 Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore. Then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that have heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have, and lived? Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me. And the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go say to them, get you into your tents again. But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. Ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Much love. This is Prophetess Carmen. We are reading Deuteronomy 4 and 5. Open the book, read the word. There's life in the word. And there's no greater love than the word of God, the Father, Yahuwah. God, his son, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Yahusha, and by his Holy Spirit that leads and guides us in all truth, Ruach HaKodesh. And we thank Abba Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for his love and his grace and mercy
all honor, praise, and glory is due to you, Abba Father, now and forevermore. We love you, we worship you, and praise you. Much love. In Jesus' name we praise you. Much love to you all. This is Prophetess Carmen. Praise Yah. And Yah bless. And bless Yah. We'll talk again. Yah bless.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let it know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
My life is not my own.
I belong to you. You are.
No.